Putin remarked, ordinary Europeans suffer. Their electricity and gas bills have more than tripled in 1 year. The population, just like in the Middle Ages, has begun to stockpile firewood for the winter. Meanwhile, the local website reported that Germany's September inflation rate broke into the double digits for the first time in decades, marking the first month since summer's 9 euro nationwide public transport ticket and fuel discount ended. September saw big increases in prices for energy and foodstuffs in particular. Compared to September of 2021, energy overall was 43.9% more expensive last month. Both gas and heating oil prices doubled. Meanwhile, food prices have gone up around 20%, with dairy and eggs seeing even higher increases at 30%. In the meantime, German sentiment about the prosperity of the economy has declined, with only around half of those surveyed for the Ipsos National Wealth Index satisfied with the current state of the German economy. That number is also lower in eastern Germany and in Berlin, where just 45% report feeling satisfied. While around half of Western Germans are confident that they can set aside money for their future, only 37% of eastern Germans share that opinion. A YouGov survey released on Thursday, 13th of October, also finds that 25% of Germans are now making only enough to meet their monthly costs, and therefore cannot save any money. 10% say their household budgets have already been overwhelmed by rising living costs. The British newspaper The Guardian has more on this. Official data showed Britain's economy shrank by 0.3% in August compared to July, hit by a slump in manufacturing and by maintenance work that slowed the oil and gas sector. Giving a strong signal that the United Kingdom is entering a recession, the Office for National Statistics, ONS, said manufacturing declined by 1.6%, while the cost of living crisis appeared to hit hotels, restaurants, and the leisure industry. A Reuters opinion poll of economists had pointed to zero growth in the month of August rather than a 0.3% decline. The decline in national income, or gross domestic product GDP, was also 0.3% over the 3 months to August, indicating that the increase of 0.1% in July was a blip and mostly caused by a modest rebound from the Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebrations. A rise in house building activity offset a decline in maintenance to leave the construction sector 0.4% larger. However, the much larger services sector shrank by 0.1% as a result of cuts to health service spending. Output fell by 5% in the arts, entertainment and recreation sector, and by 1.8% in the food and accommodation services sector. A reduction in spending by the government related to the coronavirus pandemic was also one of the big causes of the slump in manufacturing sector, which was hit by pharmaceutical companies cutting back production. The British government blamed the global situation for the decline, and especially the war between Russia and Ukraine, which has sharply increased energy costs. Rachel Reeves, the Shadow Chancellor, said the gross domestic product figures showed the economy was in a dire state for which the government should take responsibility. She said mortgage costs are soaring, leaving families worrying about making ends meet. Borrowing costs are up, living standards are down, and we are forecast to have the lowest growth in the G7 over the next 2 years. Charlie Bean, a former Bank of England deputy governor, said the economy was sliding towards stagnation. Speaking on BBC Radio, Charlie Bean added that the contraction was likely to be short-lived if the government pressed ahead with a large injection of extra money into the economy in the form of tax cuts and financial assistance with energy bills as outlined in the mini-budget. The pound, meanwhile, dropped in value and pushed up the cost of borrowing. In only 3 weeks, the cost of a two-year fixed-rate mortgage has increased sharply to more than 6%. Also, the European Union Statistical Office said on Friday, 14th of October, Eurozone trade balance saw a record high deficit of 50.9 billion euros in August due to soaring costs of imported energy. Eurostat data showed the trade gap widened from 33.9 billion euros in July, while it worsened from a trade surplus of 2.8 billion euros in August of 2021.
IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen and Brother Rouhani. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, thanks
brother,
for inviting.
Okay, Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, for today's discussion with the presence of two dear experts, we want to talk about the concept of Islam and the rights of the men and women in the religion of Islam. Just look at the cartoons on the feminist, you know, magazines. There is a man, we can say, in the kitchen washing the dishes with the baby on the shoulders, and the woman is working out, and the feminists say, okay, this is what we are looking for after. This is, again, you know, by the name of criticizing men's supremacy, you are establishing a kind of women's supremacy all across the world, you know?
Yeah.
I do want to say nothing is in its place, but in the religion of Islam, everything is in its place. The roles are classified, the talents...
After some time, you will have masculinism.
Masculinism, okay? sorry to say that, but some of the feminist looks, you know, are looking how to make men pregnant. Is it at all possible, you know? Going and acting against the nature.
Yes.
This is really dangerous, you know? And unfortunately, the deviated, we can say some of the deviated feminist values are getting into the Muslim lands too. Okay, put off your hijab, put off your covering. This is your right. Who said so? The Western world and the women in the Western world established feminism. Why? Because the women were changed into sex idols. In order to support their rights and not being sex idol, they said, we want have our own rights. What about Me Too movement? Just look at it, okay? What is the main claim of the Me Too movement? They were sexually raped, sexually assaulted, okay? Sexually abused, misused by the money, by the power, by the Hollywood, this and that. And now they established Me Too movement. Let's get back to the first place. If you covered your hijab, your chastity, you know, your haya, nothing like this would happen. All these values have been in the text of the Quran, in the holy religion of Islam, more than 1400 years ago. Believe me, you have to go and check in the history which religion gives the value of the women. Just look at the text of the holy Quran that, for example, the titles Rajul and Imra are repeated each 24 times. Mm-hmm. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the same share to the thousands of the women and men in the Holy Quran. Okay, Sheikh. So, you know, but nowadays the religion of Islam is attacked and criticized for violating the rights of the women. Okay, I don't understand this. Let's understand this. Why?
You know, one of the very important questions that you raised in your speech is this that who said such thing about men and women?
Yes.
That nowadays, for example, these modern feministic movements they seek after. It's a very, very essential question that when we, for example, want to establish a kind of rules or legal system for men and women, then the question is that how and from what kind of source we should establish this system.
Mm-hmm.
Or these rulings and laws and rules are based on what kind of principles?
Very good. Or values.
Or values.
Exactly. System of the
exactly.
values.
System
okay.
of values, principles, okay. beliefs. Are those principles and beliefs kind of solid, concrete
mm-hmm.
kind of beliefs? And are they logically true? Are they rationally understandable and true or not? If they are not true, let's forget about them.
Okay.
If they are true, if they are something solid and concrete, so of course we have to accept them, we have to follow them. When it comes to these main principles, main value systems, we must see that if there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the creator of the whole universe, as the creator of the mankind, so of course he knows best that what is the best things for both men and women, not only men and women, for the whole creatures, for the whole creation, for the whole universe, for the whole world, for the whole nature. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes this kind of system, legal system, in terms of men and women, animals, I don't know, other creatures,
yes.
environment,
okay.
so it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala built and created this environment for us in the best possible way.
Yes.
So if you want to destroy this, if you want to fight against this system, against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, against nature, against this best possible system or, let's say, environment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided us with, so of course we destroy everything.
Yes.
It is a kind of damage and hurt, not only for us and also for the nature, for the honor, for the other creatures
yes.
and animals. So that's why we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most perfect. He is the absolute, he has the absolute knowledge.
Okay.
And he is the absolute merciful, kind and wise.
Yes.
And he is at the same time the creator. This is the principle that we believe in Islam.
Yes.
Based on this principle, we believe that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us is the true system,
mm-hmm.
is the true legal system.
Yes.
It is, as our brother Sayyid mentioned, it is to help us to perfect ourselves. So
mm-hmm.
if we want to perfect ourselves, what does perfection mean? Perfection means to acquire and to achieve more pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
More pleasures.
Yes.
If we are looking after more pleasure, looking forward more pleasures, and that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the main sources of all the pleasures.
Yes.
That we okay. are looking forward. So that's why if we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you follow the rules, we will get more perfection, we'll get more pleasures, we will have a peaceful life, a happy life, a prosperous life.
Yes.
Otherwise, we will have a satanic life.
Okay.
Which will be lots of evils, troubles, problems, and challenges in that life.
That's right.
So that's why we follow Islam.
That's right.
It doesn't mean that we violate the rights of others. No. We do support the true rights of men and women
okay.
based on those kind of natural
okay.
and, let's say, scientific kind of nature of the men and women.
That's right. So, Sayyid, so the liberal capital world defines a system for us and defines a new system of the lifestyle for the women across the world. So, Islamic values are against this value system of the liberal capital of the world. So that's why the Western world is after saving the Muslim women, for example, from hijab, from haya, from, we can say, doing their works in the house, parenting the children, this and that?
No, that is not the case. The case is that they're against Islam itself.
Okay.
So any value that Islam has, anything that brings, you know, the strong belief in the Muslims or which saves them from following the other ideas, they're against it. They want to violate all the rules and laws that are in Islam. For example, alcohol is forbidden. They allow people, you're free. You know, the people who migrate to the West. Hijab is one of the main things that brings the prosperity, the piety in a woman, the chastity, and they're against it. So this is not because of the feminism or liberal feminism. It's because these are the values of Islam. These are values which gives honor. And they do not want the honor of the women. Let me explain this idea, is that in capitalism, the main idea of capitalism, the principles of capitalism, what are they? The thing is that you can earn anything without any limits.
Okay.
You can make people slaves. It's in their principles that if you can make people slave, if you can make people work for you, no matter whatever they do, you just use your power and money in order to get them to work for you so that they can make more profit for you. This is what capitalism is. On the other hand, the socialism came for the labor. In the labor, they had the women, kids, men as a labor. So the main point was that these women who were at that time in the capitalism, in the socialism, they did not have the right for vote. They did not have the equal wages. They could not run the public offices. They could not work. They could not have the equal pay. They could not own the property. So these were the things which started the feminism in the beginning.
That's right.
Okay. But later, these powers, they changed the face of the feminism towards Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, look, we are allowing you to come without will. You can work in the offices. It is Islam.
Sorry, but we do not have any concept of Islamic feminism.
No, there
because
is nothing.
Because inside the
there
religion of Islam, inside the religion of Islam nowadays, there are some female movements which call themselves feminists.
Those women are not religious, number one.
Really?
They never read the religion, okay. Number two. They are liberal Muslims.
Okay.
They are maybe, you know, the American Muslims
okay.
or the British Muslims,
okay.
which I call, this is wrong because in Islam we don't have American or British Muslim.
Okay.
In Islam we have a Muslim living in America.
Uh-huh.
Muslim living in Iran, in Iraq, I don't know, in Europe, in China. We all are Muslims.
Okay.
We must read Quran. When a lady who reads Quran, who gets the guidance from the Quran, she knows that there is nothing that exists as the name of feminism in Islam.
Because they believe, for example, that a woman can be, you know, recently I just looked at the video and the footage of this Islamic, we can say feminism, that the lady was the imam of the jama'ah, of the prayer, of Salat in a mosque in London. It was,
that is,
I think,
that has been made by the British Muslims. That's what I say.
And all
we don't
the men
have
were
these
behind
concepts.
Her.
Yes, we don't have these concepts of British Muslim, American Muslim.
Okay.
We have Muslim living in the areas, in different areas.
Okay.
And the main idea is that these governments, these Western governments, they are supporting such people. And obviously, if you ask that lady who was imam about to read even a verse of a Quran or maybe to translate some Arabic phrase, she couldn't do it. Because she never read Arabic, she never knew Quran.
No, maybe she's capable, but the capabilities are different, you know?
Only reading the things is not important. The main important is like when you have read the Quran, Quran has clearly made some rules for you.
Okay.
This is the book of guidance. When you get your guidance from there, then obviously there is nothing as a concept of woman becoming the imam for the, you know, she can lead the prayer for the women, but not for the males or the people standing equal in the same line with the imam and all
this
those.
Is what's happening,
so
unfortunately.
This is happening because it's been injected.
Yes.
Like the way we see like the ISIS or Daesh was injected
in
Islam. The Wahhabism has been injected in Islam.
Okay.
So we see all these things, these deviations being injected by the Western power or the enemies of Islam into Islam.
That's right. Okay. Sheikh Rouhani, your final remarks, anything missed?
Yes, of course. As I told you, if feminism means to help, to protect, to support women, if feminism means this, of course, Islam is not opposed and against this value. Islam is not against women. Islam is not against protection of women. Islam is not against supporting women, perfection of women. But of course, if feminism means something to be completely and thoroughly opposed Islam,
this is so.
Opposes nature.
Yeah, opposes
Islam. Opposes nature, opposes values.
At the same time, opposes nature, of course. In that case, we do not have
opposing men,
of,
you know.
Yeah, opposing men. Yeah.
Yeah, they are
and
they are opposing men, you know. Sometimes say, that, okay, opposing men, and everything is upon. Who said so, for example, for the women to work inside the house? Just let's take the men. But inside the religion of Islam, again, the values and the duties.
You know, in Islam, we have this, that the man who goes
must
in
help.
His house, he must help his wife.
Yes, very good.
in the house, and Allah yes. has made different ranks rewards for him.
Yes, yes.
And the rewards that the person who is married, who helps his very wife good. And children,
okay.
is more than the person who just is without
yes,
marriage.
That's right.
So Islam has given rights to everyone. Even Islam takes cares about the wife. It orders the man to help the wife, orders yes. wife to help the man.
That's
so
right.
it's all based on the justice, and that is the main theme in Islam,
that's all right.
equity and justice.
Yes. Thank you, my Sayyid Mohsen and Sheikh Rouhani, for your presence in the program Viewpoints. It was very kind of you talking about the concept of equality, whether equity in the religion of Islam. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us to another episode. God bless you. Afi Amanullah.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us refresh our minds with a wise statement from the Prophet of Islam to his vicegerent, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. O Ali, the most favorable deeds to attain the proximity of God are three. The best worshipper is the one who fulfills the obligatory duties of God properly. The most pious of people is the one who abstains from the forbidden matters. And the wealthiest of people is the one who is satisfied with that which God has given.
A diverse range of programs. Youth. Spirituality. Culture. Eastern Tales. Roundtable discussions. Politics. All produced by IRIB English Radio.
Our website is www.parstoday.com/en.
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With delight.
restoration requires intensive research and training and loads of skill. But imagine the anxiety while professionals embark on restoring rare paintings. Under careful supervision, French restorers are working to give back to 500-year-old paintings their former glory. They were rescued from a fire that engulfed the Notre-Dame Cathedral in Paris in 2019. These works date back from the 17th and early 18th century. The paintings, including 22 with large format, were temporarily stored in a warehouse and now being restored at an undisclosed location. The fire caused strictly no damage to the paintings, but they have accumulated thick layers of dirt and smoke on the surface after hanging in the cathedral for centuries. Some of the works also have paint loss due to overcleaning that restorers say need to be repaired elegantly. Colombia is known for its tourist attractions and is full of breathtaking natural sights such as beaches, mountains, deserts, and forests. The South American nation is also one of the few places that give tourists the chance to have an encounter with whales. Every year, from July to October, domestic and foreign tourists flock to Colombia's Pacific coast to catch a glimpse of humpback whales. The large animals reach the coast after traveling thousands of kilometers from Antarctica and southern Chile. But for visitors, there are strict rules to help preserve the area and the whales. Tourists are now being welcomed for whale watching after a two-year hiatus due to the coronavirus pandemic. This is also the time when humpback whales start their reproductive process.
Robots are slowly but surely becoming part of everyday life, taking on human roles in different areas. Now, fast food restaurants can make French fries faster and better as a robot called Flippy 2 takes over the job.
When an order comes in through the restaurant system, it automatically spits out its instructions to Flippy. It takes a frozen product, fries it for the precise amount of time, and puts the finished product in the end. It does it faster, more accurately, more reliably, and happier than most humans do it.
Flippy 2 has been created in a robotic lab in California called MISO after 5 years of efforts by its developers. According to the project engineers, a really good understanding of the food science is needed to make sure the food quality is there, how different food sticks together, and how the temperature and heat affect it. The MISO CEO says the machine can cook several meals with different recipes simultaneously, removing the need for catering staff.
This technology utilizes a whole bunch of computer vision. There's cameras throughout the system, including right here we have these food identification cameras. The cameras not only guide the robot and tell it exactly where it is in space and how to move through this area, but also identifies the food type and it knows the recipe for each one.
The MISO CEO says tasks like the fry station are the kind that humans are most happy to offload. The name Flippy comes from the original machine designed to flip burgers, which was not very useful for restaurants. A celebrated Chinese artist integrates his life experiences and the beauty of his homeland using his own distinctive style of traditional painting. Chen Jialing is known for his Chinese ink paintings. Chen brings to life the imaginative richness and culture through his depictions of landscape with every brush of color. He is most famous for breaking traditional painting techniques while staying within the framework of the art form. Chen says one of his favorite subjects is the Jianggong Mountains, especially during certain hours when the sunlight offers its own visual delights.
The The composition of this painting is based on the main peak of the Jinggang Mountains, because the main peak is the most majestic and imposing, especially at noon. The sun shines on the trees, forming a contour light involving trees and the large mountains, which is extremely beautiful.
The 85-year-old artist has also used fused traditional landscape painting with modern technology. Though Chen has participated in numerous art exhibitions, but he says his first solo exhibit was held in his 70s, and that's when his career really took off. Chen says he plans to paint as much of his homeland's stunning scenery as possible during his lifetime.
Freedom is an essential virtue that is valued not only by humans but animals as well, just like two eagle owls that have been released into the wild after being born in a Madrid zoo. The two owl twins were freed after months of training to survive in the nature. First, they were taken to a big aviary to develop the necessary skills, including those for hunting prey. The aviary is designed to have a similar environment to the local mountain range. Meantime, they need to gain muscle and come to a suitable weight. After passing various skill tests, the owls are released as part of Madrid Zoo's breeding program of night birds of prey. 7 eagle owls and 11 barn owls have been released since the program was launched in 2017. However, some of them flew back seeking shelter as they failed to adapt to the nature.
On the outskirts of China's metropolis, Shanghai, a tiny island has been dubbed Cat Island as it provides shelter for stray animals. Since it opened last month, a charity based on the island is taking in cats mainly brought from Shanghai residents. These small carnivorous mammals are neutered and evaluated, and those with good temper and health are allowed to roam free on the island. The city's Stray Cats Management Center says their trap-neuter-release policy is to protect stray cats, limits their population, and maintain ecological balance. However, Shanghai has an estimated 200 stray cats per square kilometer, which means other methods will be needed to control the urban population, stray cats.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
A pair of baby panda twins make their debut appearance at the Chongqing Zoo in southwest China, with visitors flocking to cherish the abundance of cuteness.
Our returnee panda, Ershan, gave birth to the twin brother and sister on July 22nd this year. Currently, the elder brother weighs 4.3 grams and the younger sister weighs 0.6 grams. They're in good condition at present.
The twins' first public appearance was on Saturday, the first day of the week-long National Day holidays. During this week, the pair of giant panda cubs will be on display in the nursery of the panda house of the zoo. Their mother, Ershan, once lived in Canada as a goodwill envoy, but returned to her homeland in 2020. This was Ershan's second delivery of twins. A total of 21 pandas currently live in the Chongqing Zoo, which has been breeding giant pandas since the 1960s. The evolution of robots has been one of the fascinations of recent technological developments. And now the most cutting-edge achievements in that department were presented to the public during a conference in Beijing. The four-day annual World Robot Conference was held both offline and online. It featured three major events, including forum, expo, and competition. On display were more than 500 sets of robots from 130 companies from China and abroad. The conference gave an idea of how the future of humanity will be impacted by the automations. It shows how they can contribute to different sectors, from the restaurant industry and medicine to elderly care, agriculture, and manufacturing. An aircraft powered by electricity may still be some way off, but one of its types is already here thanks to a whole range of innovative solutions being developed by aviation firms. American company Aviation Aircraft has debuted its all-electric plane in Washington State. The aircraft, named Alice, took off the runway at Grand County International Airport and flew for 8 minutes. It reached an altitude of 3,500 feet before touching down the ground. According to the company, the aircraft produces no carbon emissions, significantly reduces noise, and costs a fraction to operate compared to usual light jets. The company says it continues to develop and tweak the plane's battery system for an hour flight.
We're targeting a design criteria of 35 minutes for a charge. And so that'll be a charge for the typical route length. It's actually, as I just said, it's actually a design point. So going back to the comment I made earlier about designing batteries for aircraft, it's one of the considerations is how quickly do we want it to charge? How much power do you want to be able to draw from it? So again, we're targeting call it 30 minutes of charge for an hour of flight time, or about 2C if you're...
The company aims to find its way into the market for trips that sit between 150 and 250 miles, a range that features aircraft similar in size to Alice. It will also be for both commuter and cargo flights. For aircraft manufacturers, this paradigm shift is driving fuel savings in flight and on the ground, reducing carbon footprints and NOx emissions, while also improving reliability and cutting maintenance costs. Many people of the world are supported almost completely by animals because they live in areas unsuitable for animal husbandry. But these days, even some city dwellers are making their living out of animals, like a Virginia girl. Andrea Diaz quit her job at a restaurant and started to rent her pet alpacas to cheer up steer crazy Americans during the pandemic. Since the launch of her business in 2020, it has expanded from 2 to 14 alpacas. Interestingly, 5 with fluffy pets are regularly making a paid appearance at birthdays, weddings, restaurants, and offices. She charges a starting price of $95 per hour. Diaz says the best part is when there are kids' birthday parties, but even it's really a fun for the adults. She calls alpacas a good exposure because they attract people.
In most of its habitats, the heavily trafficked pangolin faces the biggest threat from humans. But in Taiwan, these gentle creatures are exposed to quite a different danger, feral dogs. In the island, a government policy has led to a surge in the population of feral dogs. The pangolins share most of their roaming area with the stray animals. Plus, these scaly animals cannot move as fast as their attackers. When faced with danger, pangolins curl themselves into a ball shape, but the tail still remains at the most outer side, and that's where the dogs hit them hard.
today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow, so be with us.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Monday, is the 20th of the month of Rabiul Awal, 1444 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Mehr, 1401 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we listen to chapter An-Nur, verse 55.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa'ada Allahu alladhina amanu minkum wa'amilu s-salihati layastakhlifannahum fil ardi. ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون.
Allah has promised those who have believed among you and done righteous deeds that He will surely grant them succession to authority upon the earth, just as He granted it to those before them, and that He will surely establish for them therein their religion, which He has preferred for them, and that He will surely establish for them, after their fear, security, for they worship Me, not associating anything with Me. But whoever disbelieves after that, then those are the defiantly disobedient.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Dear brother and sister, when the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and Muslims migrated to Medina and were warmly welcomed by Ansar, or the helpers, all Arabs became their enemy, and it was such that they were to carry a weapon when they went to bed and to be on the alert all the time. The continuation of this state became difficult for the Muslims. Some of them declared their feeling explicitly, as this verse, "To what day would this state continue? Would a time come that we could rest calmly in the night, and peace and tranquility rule over us, and we fear no one but Allah The verse was sent down and gave them this good tiding that, of course, such a day would come.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
Waiting for a better tomorrow. This is today's special. According to a tradition, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, waiting for a better tomorrow is also a form of worship. Our world is governed by well-known natural laws. The only way to progress is to discover these laws and sedulously follow them. Almost all cases of failure are a result of people failing to follow the laws of nature. Following the laws of nature is like traveling along a highway which will lead you straight to your destination. If instead of you allow your vehicle to stray from this path, it will be difficult for you to reach your destination. The creator of this world is himself, a positive mind. He loves positively. He loves those who follow the positive way of life. Develop positive thinking in your mind. Positive thinking will enhance your personality, and a personality developed on positive lines will have every success.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. In this show, we are going to talk about how to make a better tomorrow. Humans sometimes lose opportunities in their lives and are unaware of this loss of opportunities. And this unawareness is due to lack of foresight and planning. So in now that we have understood that, we have to take best use of the opportunities. It requires some planning. So we cannot dive into any action without planning and foresight. If people know that they can achieve what they have planned in advance, they may not miss any opportunities. So planning and foresight is a basic principle in today's life and in the orders of Islam, and in Islamic instructions, we have lots of recommendations in this regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 18 of Surah Al-Hashr, O believers, fear God. And let any one of you look at what he has sent in advance for tomorrow. So we see how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, in case you want to make your tomorrow, so you have to take care of the opportunities that you have today. And you have to think and plan and have foresight for them. So what is the solution? What is the way? What is the method? Cultivate piety. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Cultivate piety, for God knows what you do. So in case you focus on piety and fearing from Allah and fearing from and doing everything for the sake of God subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is one of the methods of taking the advantage of the opportunities. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
In this part, we're going to look at and know you. Live within the limits of your day. It is wrong to burden your day with worries of tomorrow. Our main business is not to see what lies dimly at a distance, but to do what lies clearly at hand. Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, did not complain about yesterday's stale bread or worry about tomorrow's bread. He asked Allah only for today's bread. He prayed, "Give us this day our daily bread." That was in New International Version, Matthew 6:11. Living within tomorrow was also the advice of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, who said, "Whoever among you wakes up in the morning healthy in his body, secure in his house or his family, and has his day's food, it is as though the world has been brought into his possession." Today's special, IRIB English Radio, and one thing to do right now to make tomorrow a better day, that is reflection. Reflect. Stop what you're doing and take 15 to 20 minutes to reflect on your day. Turn off or get rid of any distractions that might interfere with your ability to think clearly and deliberately, and isolate yourself if necessary. Don't judge your actions harshly or let yourself slip into negative thoughts like today was the worst. Instead, think back on everything that went wrong as well as everything that went right. Appreciate what went right and try to what went wrong. What can you do differently tomorrow? What should you do the same? Again, your goal here isn't to reward or punish yourself. It's to direct yourself to better actions tomorrow.
In the Quran, Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Tell my servants, those who went after temptation, those who went after sin, those who indulged in sins, أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, they indulged in sins, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, do not be despair of God's mercy. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. All sins. Don't say, I've committed a sin that Allah will never forgive me. I was in a haram relationship. I did this. I got pregnant. I had an abortion. I did drugs. I did alcohol. I was part of a gang. Allah forgives all sins if you come clean. If you come clean and you admit to Allah your fault. If we come clean and we admit to Allah our faults and our sins and our past mistakes, Allah will start fresh with us. Allah will forgive. And Allah يَغْفَرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. إِنَّهُ, Allah emphasizes, إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is the all-merciful. He is the all-forgiving.
dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over, so inshallah we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us on parstoday.com/en. We're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي. لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.